Tips from the Top Floor, show number 71, November 16th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
As I said, I'll be back. My cup of tea is right there. And it's actually great. I got me a new one and put it right in the microwave. You know, it's not like as we're not using modern technology over here. But this digital riffraff, this digital, I don't know, it's fairly new to me in a way.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Tips from the Top Floor, a show about all things photography and digital photography. If you've never tuned into the show, you're in for a ride. And, well, if you are one of the longtime listeners, and I think we have quite a lot of those, well, you basically know what the show's about. So let's get started. Some news first. This is the first show I'm recording since I'm back from the United States. And as I said in the Monday show, I was working on one of my other jobs that took me to the United States for a week. And what an irony. At the weekend, November the 11th and 12th, there was also the Podcast Expo in Ontario, California. But even though I was in the States, I couldn't make it there. So I had someone else to pick up the Podcast Award 2005 that I got for Tips from the Top Floor. And it was Big Mike from the Extra Super Action Show who picked up my award, and he will head down to the Pod Show offices and, yeah, make sure I get my award. And there was even a $25 gift voucher in it. Yes! So let's see. If someone out there knows of other podcasts or especially videocasts that have footage from the Podcast Expo and from the Podcast Award ceremony, I'd be happy if you could send me a quick mail to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com and, yeah, just give me that info. I can't wait to see that. I've seen some pictures on Flickr. I found some things. The one picture that I posted on the blog where Mike is holding my award was taken by CC Chapman. Big thanks for letting me use that. But I want video footage. I want to see it in action. What else? Oh, yes. I think it's about time that I make a few bucks on this show. So if you have recently checked the homepage, I've put up a button for sponsors or for future sponsors. If you want to become a sponsor, click there. Now, I'm not looking for private people sponsoring the show. I think that it should be some sort of a corporate type of sponsorship. If you happen to know someone who works in marketing for a big camera manufacturer, a photography magazine, or a photo equipment seller, why not give him a call and point him to Tips from the Top Floor? Well, basically the reason why I'm doing this is that it just takes countless hours to produce a new show 3 times a week and quite a bit of time into managing the site, the forum, the library, the gallery, and the assignments and everything. And then there's ongoing cost for the server and bandwidth. And luckily, the number of listeners is growing on a daily basis. So again, if you would like to extend your reach and advertise to a large and, I guess, highly photography-focused audience, please get in contact. info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. But enough about that. Oh, by the way, I think I have proof now that podcasters are maybe quite a bit among themselves still, and that it's not quite mainstream yet. Otherwise, I couldn't explain the big drop of listener numbers when the Podcast Expo was on, because that was just full of podcasters, so many podcasters there. I think all in all, including listeners, they had about 2,000 people visiting that event. And now the numbers are just recovering as everyone is coming back from Ontario. So I don't know. I wonder how many of you are actually podcasters. And I've just started the thread on the forum with a little poll. So yeah, just go over there and let me know. Are you a podcaster or are you a regular listener that doesn't do any podcasting? I think that would be pretty interesting. One of the things I did while being in the United States was I was shopping. And I'm not sure if I should really tell you what I got there. It's quite embarrassing. I actually had to buy an additional duffel bag to get all my stuff back. Otherwise, I would have had to leave some of my clothing there. No, I can't tell you that. No, it's too embarrassing. Okay, I'll tell you. I bought Pop-Tarts. I had not a whole suitcase full of Pop-Tarts, but 3, 4, 5 packages of them, because we don't have them here. We don't have Pop-Tarts in Germany. At least I couldn't find them yet, and I love them. Another thing I bought was ranch dressing, Hidden Valley ranch dressing. I love that stuff. And again, we don't have anything as good here, and so I had to bring a couple of bottles back, and also some of, I think you can get that as a powder, and then you mix it with buttermilk or something. Yeah, it was just wonderful dressing. And I also bought some Oshkosh baby clothes, because there was a big sale on in a factory outlet mall, and my sister is due in January, so I'll become an uncle, and well, had to bring some stuff back home. Anyway, so I brought everything home safely. I'm well equipped with Pop-Tarts and ranch dressing now. Nothing can happen if you have that with you. And the last assignment is over, and I posted the pictures on the gallery, and that was the old and new assignment. Some beautiful work came in. Big thank you to all of you who participated. That's just great. And it's a new assignment now. If you've recently checked the homepage, I think I put the button up yesterday. The new assignment is titled Cows. You know, if you listened to the show back at episode number 40, you know why I like cows. And that's open till November the 26th, so that'll give you a bit of time. And I understand that probably those living on the countryside do have a slight advantage here. But anyway, be creative. If you live in a big city and there's no cows around, I'm sure you'll still find something, and that might even yield some more creative results. So I'm looking forward to what you're gonna send in for that. Now, the last show, titled Shoot Now, I received some feedback on that that I would like to read to you. It came in by Tom Cross, and he wrote, "When I take a walk in the woods or just walk around the neighborhood, I start with actually having my camera on a strap on my shoulder, or use a very short strap that I can hold it without getting tired. The camera is almost always turned on, not because I think about turning it on before I leave the house, but mainly because I forget to turn it off." Now, let me add something here. I usually have my camera on all the time, and luckily my camera has sort of an automatic switch off standby feature, so if I don't use it, it'll just go to sleep after a while, and then if I have pressed the shutter button, it will instantly wake up again and I'm ready to take another picture. So I guess most of the time my camera is just switched on and ready to shoot, and that really has helped me to save quite some of the opportunities so far. And let's go to the photography topic. Today we'll have a look at eBay photography. As you might have heard in my latest sound seeing tours, I've recently purchased a new MP3 recorder in order to replace some of my old mobile recording gear. And as I don't need the old equipment anymore, I'm about to sell it on eBay. One thing that can tremendously help when selling on eBay is good photography. So today we'll take a quick look at a very simple setup that will help you to get good pictures of small objects. First, I've set my recording stage, which is basically a large sheet of white paper, and I've set it up on my laptop computer so that the larger part of the paper sits on its keyboard and then curves up against the screen, where I have fixed it with a bit of scotch tape. You might wonder why I'm using a laptop computer for this, but bear with me for a minute and it will become obvious. Next, I place the object on that stage, and I use a desk lamp in order to light the scene from about 45 degrees to the front and side. If you've ever used Apple's photo booth software to take a picture of yourself, you know that it briefly sets the whole computer screen to white in order to get some more light into the scene. And what Apple can do, we can too. So here's where the laptop computer screen will play a vital role, because it will help support the desk lamp's front light and give some nice and smooth backlight and reflections on the subject. And in order to achieve this, I've simply opened an empty text editor with a white background and made it full screen, that's all. And don't worry, we'll take the picture so the computer screen won't be visible in the final result. Chances are your desk lamp is a tungsten light, and this means that your image might get a yellowish cast. So this is the time when you should do a custom white balance. With many better cameras, you can take a picture of the white backdrop and then use that as a white point reference. But if your camera doesn't support that, you should at least switch it to its tungsten setting. Next thing is to set the camera onto a tripod or a beanbag and compose the picture. Now, with only one light from the front, you'll probably have pretty hard shadows on the other side of the subject, so hold a white sheet of paper next to the subject in order to reflect some of the desk lamp's light back onto the shaded area. Now, the only thing apart from the lighting and the proper exposure setup is to make sure that your subject doesn't stick out over the edge of the paper. And now comes the fun part. In post-processing, adjust the brightness and contrast of your image so that the paper backdrop becomes pure white. Because then it becomes really easy to use a white paintbrush to paint over the areas of the image that weren't covered by the paper. And there you have it, your perfect eBay picture. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for listening. You won't talk about this, you won't. Make sure you participate in the new assignment. The topic is cows and it's open until November the 26th. Oh, and by the way, some good news. I finally managed to track down someone from Yahoo Podcasts and they said they will look into why the Tips from the Top Floor page is still stuck on show number 62 on their website. So let's hope this will be sorted out too. Oh, and by the way, this will not keep you from leaving a rating for the show there, so feel free to have a look, and as usual, the link is in the show notes. That was Tips from the Top Floor, show number 71. I'm your host, Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the Top Floor at Tübingen, Southern Germany. Stay subscribed, enjoy the rest of your week, and happy shooting! It's all a question of faith, it's wild and open a gate, between love and hate. I feel like deep that you know in the heart of your soul that I'll never go. I gotta do what is right, I won't give up the fight, I stay with you every night. I make you understand that.